delight. Today is electrical trim out at my latest project. This is always an illuminating day because up until this point in the project, my team and I have relied on sunlight and construction task lights to light our project throughout the renovation. I'm always a little anxious when the permanent overhead lights come on to see what we've missed while working in the subpar lighting. For example, a few years back, it wasn't until the entire home had been painted and the permanent light fixtures had been installed that I was able to see how poorly the sheetrock texture had been applied. Once the flaws were visible in the well-lit rooms, I had to go back and retexture the offending walls and repaint. A rework that was both costly in time and money. Paint colors are also influenced by lighting. White walls can go from stark and cold feeling to warm and cozy by simply switching the color temperature of the light bulbs. So I can never truly gauge if my paint color choices were a hit or a miss until after I've hung lights and played with different light bulb choices. Not only does light itself help illuminate the details of a project, the source of the light is one of the most significant design elements in a project. Well-chosen light fixtures help define the design story and add to the desired mood of the home. For example, I wanted this home to reflect a sporty locker room kind of feel. Therefore, I chose industrial style lighting reminiscent of what you might find in a gymnasium. In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus calls himself the light of the world. He says, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life." Not only does Jesus shine a path to eternal life, his light also exposes sin, much like the lights in this home reveal hidden flaws. In John 3:19 through 21, the word says, "God's light came into the world, but people loved the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light so others can see that they are doing what God wants." We too are called to be lights in this dark world. In Philippians 2:15, Paul says to live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. And just like the light fixtures point to the story of the home, our lives should point to the source of our light. During the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus encouraged his followers to let their light shine before others so that others would see their good deeds and glorify the Father in heaven. That's found in Matthew 5:16. I encourage you to tap into the light source today and let your light shine bright so that others may know the true light of the world. Thanks for allowing me to share another renovation with you and for joining me as we discover God's love and restoration for our lives here on Storybook Homes.